Morning, my friends. I hope you've had some time in these last few days to practice feeling the freedom of your heart and the freedom to experience the joy that arises suddenly when your heart is open and makes you aware of it. It is a wondrous thing, this being alive. Even though we suffer, joy may just be our Creator's way of saying, yes, there is hope, there is goodness, there is joy, and there is freedom. And in freedom from our suffering, there is happiness. And today I want to talk with you a bit about freedom of the mind. What freedom of the mind feels like is a deep and abiding sense of stillness. Right in the center of your body, often right in the center of your chest, though it may be somewhere else for you, it is a deep and abiding sense of stillness. You see, we have this mind, which is also a wondrous thing. But it gets carried away. It tells us that what we think of ourselves is who we are, that what others think of us defines us, that criticism is not an opportunity to learn, but rather is a necessity for self-defense, which creates in its wake spiritual suffering. Freedom of the spirit is very much aligned with freedom of the heart and the spirit. But it is also a practice of its own, and it's the one we've been practicing most often in these mindfulness meditations that we do together. The ego in all of us will live in comparison and judgments. Because that is its language. It can't help itself. The ego is what tells us stories and makes them dramatic, or tells us we've been victimized and makes us suffer and sit in it. Freedom from that does not mean to simply sit passively and do nothing. But before doing anything, it is most essential to go and be in that place of stillness. In mindfulness, we become aware that what we think, to a large extent, creates the emotions that we feel. And seeing the link between thinking and emotions, the quieting of mindfulness practice in meditation, and the result of that practice allows us, rather than being our thoughts and emotions as though they define us, to be the awareness of those thoughts and emotions, both detached and present. That is what the stillness inside of you, when you connect with it, can offer you. That capacity of your spirit to step back, notice, be aware. In that stillness, we come to know that the primary cause of our unhappiness is really not the situation, but is in our thoughts about it. And those thoughts smother the spirit of joy and heartfelt freedom. The journey is to be aware of the thoughts that you're thinking, separate them from the situation, accept that that situation simply is just as it is, and notice it, be aware of it, by sitting in that place of stillness, inside, in the center of your chest, your breastbone. You are not your thoughts. You are not your mind. You and the essence of you are much deeper in that place of stillness of the spirit. Let us sit. And as you breathe, allow yourself to slide gently into that place of stillness. Your body still, feet on the floor, comfortable, supported, and open. Breathing. Allow your awareness to go to that place in the very center of your chest, that place we call the rest bone. And put your hand there, or your fingers, touch that place. And notice that you might feel your heart and your breath right there. Notice. This is one place of deep stillness that lives inside of us. We can't create it. We can only train ourselves to be aware of that inner stillness, that place of steadiness that is part of our spirit's home. It is a place of security and quiet. Bring to mind a situation or a series of thoughts or a story that you tell yourself about yourself or someone else that creates suffering for you. Where your ego says, I shouldn't have to suffer like this. What is wrong with that person? Why does this keep happening to me? And as you allow those thoughts to come into your mind, just let them rest there. On the ground of your mind, moving or still, just leave them in that space of your mind that lives behind your forehead. And now bring your awareness to that center of the spirit where you put your hand or your fingers. Press into that spot and feel the presence of that pressure. I invite you to feel that presence of that pressure and allow your mind to create a sensation that goes with that pressure. In this case, try imagining a color of coolness or warmth, whatever color comes to mind. Take it to that space and surround that feeling of your fingers with that color. And hold it steady. I see you and I feel you. My stillness. My spirit. Right there. And try this. Try allowing that color and that sensation to expand like ripples throughout your body, especially up into your mind, where those thoughts are lying on the ground. See how vulnerable they are? They're just ideas, trying to make themselves big. Stories, trying to make themselves real. Nothing is wrong. That's just how the ego distracts us from that stillness of the spirit. We have to love the ego for just what it is. It is the clerk that sorts out our experience. The problem comes when we think that that defines us. And that's who we are, because we're not. Who we are by our creation is that sense right in the center of your chest of deep stillness, surrounded by your heartbeat, your breath, and the waves of color that you chose today. Return to this, my friends, anytime you need that reminder. Take it with you out into your day. Namaste. Amen.